your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What exactly is going on in the case against Rex Huerman in Suffolk County? There's been so many bizarre situations that have transpired over the last 10 years. If we're going all the way back to the former chief of police and all of the corruption that took place there, and nothing really happening on the Delphi murder investigation. I'm sorry, the Lisk murder investigation for several years until we had Rodney Harrison stepping in as the Suffolk County Police Commissioner. But now we're about 2 years into his reign, and what we've seen thus far is a man who's been very dedicated, saying he wants to stay there. He wants to finish this out. He wants to find justice. But just this last week, he resigned. Found that a little bit bizarre and somewhat disturbing, considering how dark this case is and the accusations of involvement with some law enforcement. Jennifer Coffendaffer, what is your thoughts on this? Is just this just Rodney Harrison saying, look, I'm out, I've had my time, it's all good? His statement was very nice. It didn't really have any substance as far as why he was leaving. But I do find it a little bit odd that suddenly he's out. What are your thoughts?
Well, Tony, if you go back to that press conference that he had with the attorney representing some of the possible Lisk victims,
yep.
He at that conference, in my opinion, and I spoke about it, he seemed very aloof. Yeah, we'll look into it. Not his normal self.
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, why is he so removed? He seemed removed in his comments. He didn't seem to have the passion. He didn't seem to have the, I don't know if I want to say he wasn't concerned, but he just wasn't all in, I felt like. So when this came, although I was surprised, it answered a lot of those questions I had from that initial conference as to why he was acting that way. And it seems to me he may have already been checking out. Now, why is he checking out? Tony, I can tell you, somebody who has a position like he has, there's really only one of two reasons, especially considering his age and everything. One is he has an incredible offer waiting in the wings that we're all going to hear about. And that's why he left. And typically when that's why you leave, you say that
yeah.
when you leave. Or B, unfortunately, I hope this isn't the case, that there has something has come up that is ugly.
Yeah.
That he has decided to step down to prevent either any embarrassment toward his department or to prevent them, you know, things going south for the cases that he's involved with. So I give great pause to this. I'm hopeful that maybe he's just going to talk about some incredible opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Tony. I'm smelling something a little sour.
That's an interesting take that you just made on it, that maybe there's something within the department that he, you know, for embarrassment. I didn't even go there. In my mind, I'm wondering if he got too close to something. Almost, you know, you're right. The way he was acting at that press conference with John Ray a couple weeks ago, he was kind of aloof, a little bit deer in the headlights, if you will. I'm wondering if he got too close to some sort of fire and maybe just said, this is beyond me. I mean, anything I'm going to do, no matter what I do, I'm in danger. I'm wondering if he's leaving for his own safety or the safety of his own family. I'm wondering if Rex Huerman is the tip of the iceberg on this, considering what we've learned about the sex parties. We've learned about some police involvement with the sex parties, of some officers being involved in that scene. We know the former chief of police was certainly in that circle. I don't know. I mean, I could see, you know, you get a little bit too close to something that people don't want to have be found out about. And, you know, even though you are the Suffolk County Police Commissioner, sometimes there's still powers that are greater than you that can still overpower you in a very nefarious way, talking about their own safety. I'm wondering if there's something like that going on here.
I don't know safety, but he was just in every interview I've seen so confident mm-hmm. and so strong. And this was his baby.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, these murders likely, unless somebody else came in behind him that was like him and had this vision that he had, would have never been solved.
Yeah.
You know, I was on with him on Cuomo, and I was so impressed by his strength, by his vision. And when you create a task force like this, that of course is this incredibly successful, it's your baby. You don't want to give it up
sure.
voluntarily, typically. So I don't know, Tony. Something, we're going to hear more on this.
Yeah.
Something more is there.
It was the last thing I was expecting in this case. But again, with all of these, it's sometimes reality is stranger than fiction, or fiction is stranger than reality. It'd be very interesting to hear what happens. I hope, my fingers are crossed, that we do find out he got a great offer somewhere else, and this is just the best thing for him at this moment in time. I hope.
Right. And I want to say, Tony, too, really quick, mm-hmm. with somebody like him who was successful and who took this case when others couldn't, and of course, the negative light that's been shined on that department, on the previous commissioner, on all these individuals who really dropped the ball until he came in, it can be a problem where there's jealousy, there's people who were angry, there's people who, you know, might have been vying for him. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, came after him in some behind the scenes way, and he wants out of that situation. I can see that too, Tony.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking about that from watching it happen in the Bureau, right? Somebody sure. comes in and they do this incredible job, and you unfortunately have other people who are jealous and angry. And so I could see something like that as well.
It could be something inner department, if you will.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.